The relationship between Cricket South Africa and players has never been lower. We're now facing the biggest tour of the season when England gets here in less than a month. And after the thrashing by India, we've struggled on the subcontinent before, but a whitewash is a new low. We lost a test series at home to Sri Lanka. We're knocked out of the World Cup in the first round. I mean, when the senior men's team performs poorly, I want to make the point it's not just South African cricket, but the world game suffers. The Mzansi Super League should be a money spinner, but it's struggling. And now CSA is silent. Silencing journalists who are critical of the organization. What on earth is going on? We're joined now by Thabang Moore, who is the CEO of Cricket South Africa. A very good morning to you, and thank you so much for talking to us.
Good morning, Bongani, and pleasure is all mine. Thank you for having me.
I mean, the state of our cricket is really, for many of us who love the game, for many of us who've been proud Proteas supporters, from the outside, it certainly looks like it's a shambolic affair.
Well, I wouldn't agree. Yes, we are going through some challenging times as cricket, but one wouldn't agree with a statement of saying that it's a shambolic affair at all.
I mean, I could name a number of factors that I think we need to highlight here. But of course, I've just mentioned the poor performance of the senior men's team. We know that forecasts have been made about the debt levels that Cricket South Africa is facing. We know the MSL isn't the money spinner that you would hope it to be, that that format of the game has been in other countries. We've got, as I say, the biggest tour of the season, less than a month away. We don't know who the selectors are going to be. We don't know who's going to convene those selectors. We don't have a director of cricket. I know you told my colleague Buhlema Dulini 2 weeks ago that director of cricket would be announced before the series against England. It hasn't happened yet. It's easy to look at it and say, what on earth is going on?
Yeah, so to try and answer some of those, as far as our four-year forecasted losses position is concerned, we've clearly articulated that we're quite happy in terms of the recovery work that we're doing at Cricket South Africa, and that we are reducing those losses quite drastically as we speak. So we're pretty happy with where we are. So that picture is a changing picture. And as far as, you know, matters around the national team is concerned, firstly, we are...
Oh, I'm not sure what happened there. I think the line just simply cut in the middle of the conversation. We're going to try and get Thabang. All right, we've got Thabang Moore back on the line, the CEO of Cricket South Africa. Thabang, go ahead. You were saying that you're on your way to recovering some of the monies that you have not been making?
Yes. So it's not money that we have been making. These are forecasted losses. So what we need to do, or what we are doing as Cricket South Africa, is that we're reducing the forecasted losses. So it's not money that we have lost. It's money that we probably were going to lose. So now what we're doing is that we're cutting as much as we can operationally. We're trying to save everywhere where we can, in making sure that these losses are certainly not as big as they currently are, or we actually reduce them to zero. So the saving exercise goes hand in hand with attracting or developing new revenue streams, because obviously we're not going to save our way to 654 million. And we've clearly articulated that one, Bongani.
Thabang, I would put it to you that that already sounds like spin. I mean, we're not talking about a CSA that's looking at a profitable position. The fact that you're dealing with trying to minimize the losses that you had forecast tells me that the game is in serious trouble.
I wouldn't say the game is in serious trouble. What I would say is that the revenues of cricket have changed. And we've seen this picture globally. So this is not only happening here in South Africa. Australia has experienced the same before getting into their new four-year cycle in terms of their broadcast deals and all their sponsorship deals. England experienced the same. India is also, as powerful as they are, with all the revenues that they're attracting, they're still not managing to sell all their products. So this is something that's happening globally. And as I said, you know, because of the picture that we saw globally, we then said, let's have an inward look so that we can see what our future looks like. So this is us trying to be cautious about what the future of cricket would look like. And we're trying to plan for that. We could have just said and just carried on as business as usual, but that's not how we work. So what we're trying to do is to make sure that the forecasted losses, as I said, we actually do not realize.
All right, go ahead. You said there were other issues to deal with. I've raised a number of concerns around why South African cricket looks messy.
Yeah, so around the national team, we are rebuilding. We've just had a massive exodus as far as our senior talented Proteas are concerned. So this is a new period where we literally need to rebuild this team. We've been here before. It's still going to happen again sometime in the future when you have your experienced players retiring. So you are going to rebuild. And part of us rebuilding obviously needs, us and the public alike to really behind the boys and support them as much as they can when they do try and, you know, stake their claim as far as international cricket is concerned.
Part of rebuilding surely would be to get a director of cricket. Why hasn't that happened? We saw screaming headlines yesterday. Graham Smith hasn't inked any deal with you. What's going on?
Yes, we've delayed as Cricket South Africa as far as making the appointment of director of cricket is concerned. Those delays have been justified, and we're still busy with the process. We've never had this position before, Bongani, so what we're trying to do is make sure that we get it right. Obviously, we don't have a silver bullet in terms of, you know, the approach to this appointment. But what we're trying to do is buy ourselves as much time as we can to try and get it right.
And given the mess of the national team, the men's team in particular, I would have thought that somebody of Graham Smith's pedigree, really, and history would be an obvious choice. I would have thought he's a shoo-in. He's already issued a statement in recent days saying he didn't have the confidence, much as he'd love the job, he didn't have the confidence you wouldn't interfere.
Yeah, that was rather unfortunate. And you know, a person like Graham would have obviously is, you know, of high quality, and nobody can question Graham's credentials, and that's why I personally approached him to apply for the role. You know, so I really
is he lying when he says he doesn't have the confidence you wouldn't interfere?
Was he lying?
I'm asking.
I wouldn't know. I can't answer for Graham. I really cannot answer.
Sure, but what I'm saying is he's as you say, his credentials are not questionable. He wants the job, but he says he doesn't have the confidence CSA wouldn't interfere. Why would he make that that assertion?
That's what we're sitting down on. We need to assess that. We need to assess that, because the thing is, from where I'm sitting, Corey Van Zyl has been the acting director of cricket. He's had no interference as far as the rollout of the position is concerned. So I really don't know why Graham would perceive that there would be interference in his job.
Well, Corey Van Zyl is suspended right now for something that you were very intimately involved in.
Corey Craig is currently suspended, yes, but as far as something that I was intimately involved in, that is incorrect. But as I said, you know, as far as this process is concerned, where we are going through a disciplinary hearing, you know, where also Corey is involved, I'm trying as best as I can not to comment too much on it in the public space, because Corey remains an employee of Cricket South Africa. So I have a responsibility of protecting his rights just as much as I need to protect the organization too.
Let's talk about the silencing of critical journalists, a number of them who've been writing critical stories about what's happening at Cricket South Africa, had their access to games revoked at the weekend. What on earth happened there?
Okay, so journalists are not being silenced at all. We will be engaging with, we have actually started engaging with these journalists. We've started engaging with their editors in trying to find commonality in terms of how cricket is being reported. The one issue that we have as Cricket South Africa is really not being given an opportunity to comment on the affairs of Cricket South Africa.
So you just revoke their access to games until you can get some kind of agreement? Is that what the thinking was?
No, so that's not the thinking.
Why couldn't they attend the games yesterday? Why couldn't they attend the games yesterday?
I guess.
Why were they not allowed to attend the games yesterday?
Nobody's not allowed to attend any cricket match. Certainly not members.
They arrived and they said their access had been revoked.
Correct. Accreditation was revoked.
Why?
But that does not stop you from being able to enter the game.
Look, I don't want us to split hairs, Thabang. Why was their access revoked? That's the question.
Their access was revoked because we've been trying on numerous occasions to sit with them. so that we can say, guys, we are not happy with how you are representing us in the public. And purely is that, fine, you can have...
It was a form of protest? It was a form of protest by Cricket South Africa?
No, it's not a form of protest.
Hold on,
no,
you're saying you weren't happy with what they were writing and therefore you revoked their access?
No, you're not allowing me to finish my statement, Bohan.
Please go ahead.
Yes. What I'm saying is we were not happy with how they're reporting what they call facts around Cricket South Africa.
And therefore you revoked their access?
I'm going to have to wait for you to let me finish.
No, but you're repeating the same thing, and then you're not saying what you're saying.
I'm saying what I'm saying, but you're not to allow me to finish so that you have context.
Please go ahead. You didn't like what they were writing about you, and therefore?
We didn't like that, and therefore, we said to them, all of them, please come sit down with us so that we can understand why are we, as Cricket South Africa, not afforded an opportunity to comment in some of the articles that you've been writing about us, because your facts, or the so-called facts, are misplaced and misguided, and we feel that you are misleading the public. We really don't have an issue with anybody criticizing us. In fact, we welcome the criticism, but give us an opportunity to sit with you and go through whatever piece of evidence that you have that you think is a fact so that we can tell you where we are on this matter. It's not a matter of us wanting to silence journalists, no. We welcome the criticism. Journalists are not our enemies. The sport of cricket needs journalists to thrive. And these guys know that.
I'm just making sure you finish speaking.
Yes, I am. Thank
because
you.
We're back to where we started. Because you didn't like what they were writing, you then, because you wanted a meeting with them or to explain your side of it, you then prevented them from coming to the games. I mean, it's as simple as that.
We didn't like the fact that they were refusing to meet so that we can talk about...
And therefore you said, therefore you didn't allow them to come to the games. That is what happened, Thabang.
We revoked their access. It does not stop them from entering the stadium.
That's shocking. I don't understand how you can say that with a straight face. That is absolutely shocking. That is meant to have a chilling effect on these journalists. How can you say you welcome their criticism when if they don't write what you like, you prevent them from having access as journalists, as accredited journalists, to the games?
No, it's not about us not liking what they write. It's about us wanting to sit down with them.
You just said it, Thabang! You just said it out of your own mouth.
We want to sit down with them so that we can also be afforded a fair opportunity to defend ourselves and to also give them the right facts as far as the status of Cricket South Africa is concerned.
I wish I had more time. I wish I had more time. But just listening to you and how you are dealing with one simple issue, if this is how the rest of Cricket South Africa is being run, God help us. Thabang Moore, the CEO of Cricket South Africa.